Yes, it's called Wakenhurst, and it's by Michelle Paver. And it's also set in near Southwold, which is
a gothic mystery,
it
is. Isn't it?
Yeah, it couldn't be more different, really, than I think.
It's perfect for Halloween and things, though.
Which we've passed.
That's all right. We're in the mood now. M.I. James used to read his ghost stories, especially for Christmas, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, well, that's true.
So you're in the right time.
There we are. Because this M.I. James did inspire...
His inspired. Did,
yes, so there we are. Yes, it's set in 1966 at the beginning. Well, and Maud, who's also nearing her 70s, so there's another theme going on here. She's looking back on her life, and it was when she was growing up in this decaying manor house in the village of Wakenhurst. And we find out that her father... sadly went mad, committed a brutal murder, and then was known posthumously for these extraordinary paintings that he created, medieval paintings, which were called the Wakenhurst Doom. And of course they're based on the real life Weniston Doom.
The Weniston Doom paintings,
which were discovered under whitewash in the 1890s. So it's all about Maud and what she discovered about the house and the life and her father. And so we flip back from the past to the present day, which was the 1966. I'll get there in a minute. And it is quite eerie and atmospheric and very cleverly written. So we'll see what everybody thinks about it.
Yes, so there we go. Michelle Paver, and it's Wakenhurst, and you spell Wakenhurst, W-A-K-E-N-H-Y-R-S-T. It's a quick ring the library. Get them to order it specially for you so you can get it read before we're back again at the beginning of December. I can't believe yes. Their time is zipping past.
Yes. Michelle Paver's known for her children's books mainly as well. She wrote a series of prehistoric fantasy books called The Chronicles of Ancient Darkness, which are quite well
oh, really?
Yeah.
I should have to get one of those as well. Yes. I'd love to have a dip into them. So Wakenhurst by Michelle Paver. And feel free to let us know, just like Christine did, whether you sort of give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to the book, and because it'd be quite interesting to just know what you think. So Wakenhurst we'll talk about next time around.